Blog Talk Radio.
Something is going on. Some of us see it, some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal.
Why would the mainstream Mockingbird media lie? Why would they so eagerly conflate, conceal, and lie by omission? When George Carlin first uttered these now famous words,
"It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club."
None of us really had any comprehension of just how vast and deeply rooted in evil that club was. 9/11 was the wake-up call. Unimaginable evil, false flag terror. Building 7, the BBC, and silence from the mainstream media. Or worse.
And if you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who've come. 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a life. Get a life. 9/11 was an inside job. And when we come back, we'll take you into the secret world of restroom gay sex. I think these demonstrators are all into restroom gay sex.
Still, few among us realized that the Machiavellian terror was merely the tip of the iceberg, just one of the many satanic tools of the shadow rulers.
They'd hoped to rescue survivors from the rooftops, but there was no one for them to pick up.
Jimmy Savile.
All the scraps, all the bones, all the hair, that's it.
The Hampstead cover-up.
What is Kafkas?
Kafkas is the day they work with
they're for children.
They work with the official government.
And what did they do to you?
They do sex. They touch each other. They touch me and Gabriel. They have plastic quillies. And they have
fishing and Madeline McCann. Child trafficking. All horrible, but isolated cases, and over there in the UK, we told ourselves, not necessarily systemic, and certainly not part of the roots of the deep state's activities in our own nation, we wanted to believe. But then came the Podesta emails, James Alefantis, and Comet Ping Pong.
The accusation came from this unhinged story that originated online days before the election, saying that Hillary Clinton and her campaign chairman John Podesta were operating a child sex ring. The lie took root in the digital swamps of Twitter and far right-wing websites. Pizzagate.
And CNN's Jake Tapper and his wife, Jennifer, telling The Washingtonian before Comet Ping Pong was a household name among Anon researchers that it was their favorite family restaurant, claiming too their favorite date night spot is Buck's Fishing and Camping, also Alefantis owned. Then there was Alefantis' own Jimmy Comet Instagram page, and the symbols, so many symbols. And then Jeffrey Epstein, the Lolita Express, Little St. James, the Mockingbirds couldn't ignore it. Now comes the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, the intelligence asset with the names, details, and video evidence that reaches all the way to a former Israeli prime minister and U.S. politicians. And there's Geraldo Rivera again, trusted club member, tweeting this at 5:53 p.m. on July 7th. Locking Ghislaine Maxwell in COVID-19 isolation is bullshit excuse to torture socialite with solitary confinement in shithole horror of a jail. It's to give her a taste of what's in store if she refuses to cooperate with feds. Solitary confinement is torture and should be illegal. Even Hollywood actress Rosanna Arquette was appalled by Geraldo's defense of the child trafficking socialite, replying, "Child rape is torture. Sex trafficking children to your rich friends is evil. Solitary confinement is nothing compared to the hell these kids went through. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, royal, or diplomat. If you participate in rape of kids, you are a pedophile." Sarah Ruth Ashcraft, who has alleged that her father trafficked her and supplied her to people like Tom Hanks when she was a child, wrote, "Now do Julian Assange, or do you only defend the child sex slaving madam who has been in jail for a week and not the persecuted journalist, political prisoner who has been illegally imprisoned for a decade, tortured with long periods of solitary confinement? Hypocrisy is a foul odor." Oh look, there's Geraldo with Anthony Weiner. The Podesta emails, James Elefantis, Comet Ping Pong, Jake and Jennifer Tapper, CNN.
This is how conspiracy theories are threaded together, lie by lie.
Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Geraldo Rivera. On Friday, July 10th, 2020, Wayfairgate began trending on Twitter. Anons, inspired by the arrest and shadow state connections of Ghislaine Maxwell, had uncovered yet another alleged rat line for what appears to be child trafficking hiding in plain sight on some of the world's biggest e-commerce sites, eBay, Amazon, Etsy, and Wayfair.com. Now, what I didn't realize about Wayfair is that individuals can set up their own shops on the site to peddle their wares. Wares like $10,000 throw pillows and $14,000 to $15,000 storage cabinets.
It's a Maya cabinet, $13,000 for that cabinet. What these people do, I'll tell you in a second. Samaya is a girl that actually went missing not too long ago, just months ago, and in Ohio.
Many of these items uniquely named with the exact same names of recently missing children.
The name of the shelf matches the name of the child, but it also says in the description, no passport needed, and continues to describe the child. I saw one of the reviews that it says from Walnut Creek, CA. I looked up Walnut Creek and then I found this. Walnut Creek arrests reveal secret world of child sex trafficking, girls as young as 9 allegedly being bought and sold in the Bay Area. This is Samara Duplessis. She's 13 years old. She went missing in Michigan. This is a Duplessis pillow. It's being sold for $10,000. Also, you need a code to buy these. Yuritsa Storage.
Annabelle Wilson went missing May 13, 2020. She's 14 years old. And we have a cabinet here called Annabelle 5, $10,899 for what appears to be a shitty cabinet. Same cabinet as the first two. Kyla, different name, different price. And when we dig here, Kyla went missing January 25th, 2020 in Ohio, which was the same as the first one.
Researchers have also uncovered that many of these items are given unique ID codes instead of children's names, and those IDs, when entered on the highly suspect Russian website Yandex, return photos of young children. Yandex is a Russian multinational corporation specializing in internet-related products and services, including transportation, search, and information. Yandex was recently featured in the absolute must-watch documentary from Mouthy Buddha titled Pedogate 2020 Part 2 Tom Hanks.
To further emphasize how similar Yandex is to Google, here are some control searches. When typing kids, the images are as they should be. But what happens if we type in SRC USA? We'll be right back.
idea. I will link that important documentary below. A $29,300 dandelion flower cushion cover waste throw pillowcase home outdoor decor lot with ID number P1037-8. And when that exact same ID number is entered on Yandex with SRC USA, the result is images of four young girls. Is this the lot? Is this lot available exclusively in the USA? As usual, the Mockingbird mainstream media immediately moved to debunk this alarming new research, utilizing the same tried and true methods they used to malign 9/11 research, the Podesta emails, Comet Ping Pong, and Jimmy Comet's pedo-filled Instagram page. Conflation, concealment, and lies by omission. Mockingbird mercenary and NBC News quote-unquote reporter Ben Collins tweeted the following on Friday. Pizzagate and On People have Wayfair trending today. They falsely claim price glitches on storage boxes prove the company is trafficking children. Worse, other mainstream outlets claimed the online retailer Wayfair responded to reporters' individual inquiries to a conspiracy theory that gained traction Friday that it was allegedly using storage cabinets to ship children. The company confirmed to reporters and pointers media-wise that the rumors are not true. Good job, Mockingbirds. Case closed. By the way, this is the very same Pointer Journalism Institute which was forced to retract its lengthy list of more than 500 supposedly unreliable news websites, which included Breitbart.com, JudicialWatch.org, TheLibertyMill.com, and TheFaser.com. Pointer claims that the company's theory is that Wayfair is using storage cabinets to ship children. And Judicial Watch is an unreliable source? Of course these mockingbirds lie and conceal and conflate. It is a conflation of what is being investigated by Anons, and it's a deliberate concealment of what has been discovered by Anons so far. These aren't price glitches.
Do you want another name?
Let's look up Sarah. Sarah's going to cost you $10,000 too. Ashley, $10,000. It's not a glitch in the system.
And the items priced are limited to storage boxes, and no one is alleging that Wayfair, the company itself, is shipping children. And this is where we find ourselves. July 2020. CNN, Jake and Jennifer Tapper, and Comet Ping Pong. Geraldo Rivera and Ghislaine Maxwell. NBC News and Pointer Journalism Institute and Wayfair Gate.
It's a big club.
None of us could have possibly known just how vast, sick, and unimaginably evil that club is. Thanks for watching and for sharing this information within your sphere of influence. And for real news 24/7, please visit us at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless. Bye-bye. Hey friends, so the fascists at YouTube just struck again. So I was working on this teaser video so I could tell you guys about a new video that I just posted on my backup channel. So I'm going to play that teaser video I made in its entirety because there's an easy way to get around this fascism. When I went to grab the link to the video I just posted today, Sunday, on my backup channel, that video was gone. The video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guidelines, and I think the reason they targeted that video is because at the end of it, I played a clip from Del Bigtree, which you'll also still be able to see. I retweeted it, so I'm going to leave that link below, and I'm going to leave the link to the video that YouTube just terminated below as well, because you can find it on my BitChute channel and my new channel on Library. These people at YouTube are absolutely out of control, and they don't want you to know the truth about anything. So here's the teaser video I just made, guys, and the links to everything you need to know are just below. Hey, friend Sean from SGT Report here. Just to let you know, I posted a new video to my backup YouTube channel today, and I will link that video below. And friends, if you haven't subscribed to that backup channel yet, please do. It's got about 97,000 subscribers, and I would really like to get over the 100,000 subscribers mark. So thank you so much, guys. Guess what CNN wrote on Friday? Quote, "There is a deep state within the U.S. government that is controlled by a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles," end quote. Well, let me give you better context. What happened is CNN threw a fit on Friday about Q and revealed the truth in their attempt to disparage by writing, here's the full sentence, "Followers of the QAnon conspiracy believe that there is a deep state within the U.S. government that is controlled by a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles," end quote, which actually is spot on. Well done, CNN, because that is the truth. Check out my new video, guys. I'll link it below. It's titled Q, CNN, Disney, and the Big Club. All right, guys, just two final notes here. If you want to use a browser that won't spy on you and is faster than Google's Chrome, use the Brave browser. It's free, it's easy to download, and it works fantastically. It even has a built-in ad blocker. I'll leave the link to the Brave browser below. And just a final word here, I will be posting my new interview with Gerald Celente tomorrow. Hey friends, this is Sean from SGT Report. You're on SGT Report 2, my backup channel right now, and I did post a new interview with Cyrus Parsa. That's on the main channel, so head over there if you want to hear about China's AI globalist strategy to work with Marxists to destroy this nation. By the way, the nation was sold out by Obama, and Hillary Clinton would have sealed the deal. You can go listen to that interview now at my main YouTube channel. I'll link it below. All right, just a quick video here. The head of the NYPD union gives Fox News interview with QAnon mug in the background. Why is this important? Well, because there's patriots all over the country waking up in droves. Patriots who love the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and stand against the deep state. Why also is this important? Because this article appears on CNN. Gatekeepers for the big club. More on that in a second. Let me just read a little bit of this. The head of the New York Police Department's second largest police union gave a TV interview Friday afternoon while sitting in front of a mug emblazoned with QAnon imagery and slogans. The mug was positioned behind Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, during a roughly 7-minute interview with Neil Cavuto. Followers of the QAnon conspiracy believe there is a deep state within the U.S. government that is controlled by a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. According to the conspiracy, the cabal is largely run by Democratic politicians and liberal celebrities. Guys, I think it's just absolutely remarkable that CNN needs to pretend there is no shadow government, that understanding that there is a deep state within the U.S. government and within governments around the world is a preposterous conspiracy theory. As I demonstrated in my latest microdoc on this very channel called The Big Club,
all the scraps, all the bones, all the hair, that's it.
George Carlin was absolutely right. The only problem is none of us could have imagined how vast and deeply rooted in hardcore satanic evil that big club is. And friends, they've been flaunting it since we were children, and none of us knew any better. But the world's waking up now. Take a look at this. I retweeted this today. The big club, Disney pedo world. You're never going to believe what was right there in front of our faces this entire time. Walt Disney and Pinocchio. Meanwhile, Honest John and Gideon were in a tavern. A fat coachman was there too. Honest John bragged about how much money Stromboli had paid them for Pinocchio. "I pay even more for small boys," said the coachman. He showed them a sack full of gold. The coachman told Honest John his scheme. He brought boys to a place called Pleasure Island. He said, "No boys ever return, at least not as boys." Honest John decided to catch more small boys. Just then, Pinocchio and I were racing home to Geppetto. I ran very fast. I didn't see Honest John stop Pinocchio until it was too late. So, Honest John likes to go to a place called Pleasure Island, may as well be called Pedo Island, a.k.a. Jeffrey Epstein, a.k.a. Little St. James, and guess who likes to go there? Celebrities and politicians. In the real world, just ask Ghislaine Maxwell. CNN? another epic fail. And that's why we in the alternative news media are winning the war for hearts and minds. We're winning the war for truth because we actually share real news, which is why YouTube and Twitter and Google and Facebook need to game the system to try to silence us. And friends, never forget, these are the exact same people who promote Pleasure Island in children's books and cover up for pedos around the globe. Don't think President Donald Trump doesn't know it. He knew it very well in 2015. Listen to this.
That island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool.
That's Donald Trump telling the truth about Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein's private island, Little St. James, back in 2015. All right, guys, just one last thing on the agenda I want to show you. Forcing masks on kids is child abuse. Forcing masks on adults is 100% tyranny. Why? Because it says right on the boxes that these masks are worthless in protecting anybody from coronavirus, and worse, breathing your own CO2 is toxic. Watch this brief clip from Del Bigtree and then spread this video far and wide.
Right, like as he did, right underneath, and try and keep it, that feels pretty tight right there, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you can just breathe naturally. Let's just see what happens. Okay. All right, so we're at 1,367. We've already just passed two. So now we're in the place where he could be having headaches. He can be, oh, we're at 3,786. Look at this, we've just passed 5,000. Now we're in the toxic level. Right now we could be doing this. 7,000 inside this mask of the CO2, 8,000 parts per billion. And now this thing's gone off the Richter scale, folks. It can't even register how high the CO2 levels are inside. And look how many seconds that was.
All right, friends, I'll pause it there. Just keep in mind the same people pushing this all masks all the time agenda, and if we're going to open up schools, kids will have to wear masks. These are the same people that push Pleasure Island in children's books and cover up for pedophiles like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Geraldo Rivera, and all of you in the mainstream Mockingbird horror media. For real news 24/7, friends, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless. Bye-bye.
And evil exists because good people didn't do what they should have done. Why were we complicit in Christians, in the Falun Dafa, and Tibetans and Uyghurs for 20 years being killed in the camps? How many millions of people died? How much made in China products did the world take? And how much technology was transferred to China that allowed people to be trapped, hunted, quarantined, and killed for the organs?
There was a time when our children stood at attention, and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. When strength and honor meant something, when standing for our flag meant something. There was a time when our history was taught with pride and respect, when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our freedoms. It was when we, the people, decided our future and had a voice that was heard. We are all bound by a feeling deep inside that people in power are exploiting and abusing us while using the powerful media apparatus to pretend they're not. All we ever wanted to do was the right thing, but they kept telling us we were wrong. We started to believe them and let ourselves forget everything that once made us strong. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew. They invented the word globalism to advance on their agenda of tyranny undetected, using fake narratives of social justice to neuter our resolve to fight back and silence us with shame. If you've had the misfortune of living through a globalist revolution, you will remember many false promises of prosperity and justice for all, but observing only poverty, violence, and death. One after another, these nations were robbed of every resource the land and waters produced. Citizens who would not surrender their freedoms were threatened, marginalized, or even killed. Those who did were weaponized against the rest. They blamed us for destroying the environment, for poverty, for slavery, for not going to college, or for just giving up. What you must learn is that it has always been them, a colossal global criminal class, who had risen up and occupied every level of corporate, legal, and political power imaginable. In 2016, they were preparing for an endgame that was to start with the election of Hillary Clinton, and within 8 years would have culminated in nothing less than a mass global nuclear holocaust. Yet somehow, while humanity was taking its last step over the precipice of extinction, there was a miracle. You may know it as the plan. Brave patriots set into motion a sophisticated military-grade sting operation against the overwhelming network of corruption that had led all the way to the top. By the time the good people of the world learned of the frightening reality they were living in, and how close we came to the end of it all, we had already been saved. Raging around us is the final phase of a vast global shadow war, not between nations, but between the forces of good and the most unimaginable of evils. They know what's coming. It is now more clear than ever. Never in our history have they been this exposed. Never in our history have they come out from the shadows to fight. The truth is clearly visible. They defend the violent criminal gangs of MS-13. They openly promote the dismantling of our borders. They said there would be nuclear war if Trump remained in office. They encouraged violence against those who spoke out. They pushed hate, war, and economic decline. They wanted to stop peace talks with North Korea. They called for Trump to be impeached, not even providing a reason. They tried to get us to hate America, and so many obeyed. But now, each day, more and more, we see they are terrified. They knew this day would come. The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world know that if America should fall, so falls the world. That's why we have Q. We the people, patriots everywhere, stand at the ready. We volunteer our talents willingly. We fight. We think for ourselves. Dark to light.
So with that, I'm going to ask Ben Carson, you can stay if you want it, because you need the prayer more than I do, I think. You may be the only ones. Maybe a good, solid prayer, and they'll be honest, Ben. Is that possible? So Ben, we'll ask you to say grace. Okay. Thank you.
Our kind Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the opportunity and the freedom that you've granted us in this country. We thank you for the president and for cabinet members who are courageous, who are willing to face the winds of controversy in order to provide a better future for those who come behind us. We're thankful for the unity in Congress that has presented an opportunity for our economy to expand so that we can fight the corrosive debt that has been destroying our future. And we hope that that unity will spread even beyond party lines so that people recognize that we have a nation that is worth saving and recognize that nations divided against themselves cannot stand. In this time of discord, distrust, and dishonesty, we ask that you would give us a spirit of gratitude, compassion, and common sense. And give us the wisdom to be able to guide this great nation in the future. We ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Ben. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Maverick West. Thank you for listening to this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode when we will be live coming up Monday. We'll see you later. God bless.